USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Government Accountability Office is saying distribution of the coronavirus vaccine has fallen short of expectations and is recommending a coordinated national distribution plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We need to ensure we have the materials to distribute the vaccine, the vaccinators and qualified individuals to literally put the shots in the arms of Americans, places to do it. This is why this is such a Herculean task.
The White House and congressional Democrats have rejected Republican calls to split the proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus package into smaller parts. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he had a good and cordial meeting with former President Trump. The two agreed to work together on Republicans retaking control of the House in the midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Health officials in South Carolina announced they've identified two cases of a COVID-19 variant that emerged recently in South Africa. They're the first confirmed cases of the mutated virus in the U.S. The two patients haven't traveled internationally, and they didn't know each other. The new variants, first reported in Britain and South Africa, are said to be more transmissible, but most experts have said that the available vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna should be effective against the mutated strains. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, there were about 152,500 new cases nationwide on Wednesday and almost 4,000 deaths. Currently, the death toll in the United States is 429,000. Other COVID-19 news, San Francisco is now allowing dining and certain businesses to reopen. And the White House COVID-19 response team has approved vaccines for retired nurses and doctors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Back in March 2020, when we first entered the lockdown to prevent the coronavirus spreading, headline after headline said that a massive baby boom would happen in about 9 months. Well, it's been that long, and evidence shows that prediction was wrong. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Some people thought the extended lockdowns would bring a little baby boom. The opposite happened, with birth rates falling across the United States. Florida saw an 8% drop, with Ohio declining 7% and Arizona sliding 5%. Demographer Lyman Stone wasn't surprised. He says lockdowns communicate worry and a negative outlook on society, which motivates pessimism about fertility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden is gearing up to reform the Supreme Court. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
The White House announced President Biden is forming a commission to study Supreme Court reforms. Eight progressive organizations band together to form the Unrig the Courts Coalition to pressure Democrats to use their power to act. Their four demands are expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court, expanding lower federal courts, enacting term limits for Supreme Court justices, and improving ethics and transparency requirements for justices. The White House declined to comment if Biden is already staffing up his commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.